a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yes, we're just setting the tone for the rest of the week. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy, and we're just checking in on your good vibes. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Oh my gosh, they're here and they're ready to share. Our boy Lucky Leo. Good morning, guys. It's Lucky Leo.
What's up, Leo?
The vibe today is very high. More so because today is my last day of work before I get ready for my vacation in the Bahamas. I'm so jealous.
That's a nice vacation.
I'm so jealous. I love you guys. You're number one.
Weren't you going to start a GoFundMe page?
I already did.
To fund your vacation to the Bahamas last year?
I already did.
Oh, you did?
Didn't take off.
That's one way to go to the well.
So, I deserve one. You know what I mean? I deserve a vacation. I deserve to go to the Bahamas.
A lot of us do, sure.
Just absolutely bleeding for this city.
Nobody works harder than you.
Always.
Not a soul.
Constantly bleeding. So yeah, that's fun. I'll be packed away in Lucky Leo's suitcase. I've been wanting to go for quite some time now. So.
That you have.
Who else is here? We have our girl Hannah here. Hannah says, good morning, guys. On my way to the gym. Today's my third consecutive day this week going to the gym early, and I couldn't be prouder.
That's what's up. Way to get after it, Hannah.
I love that for you, Hannah.
Is that our intern?
She's like, I actually didn't go to work today, so perfect. And then we have our girl Gina here. She says, today's a great day because today's my anniversary with my husband, and we're going to celebrate tonight at a new restaurant he has picked out for us.
Well, let's think about the new restaurants. Is this a surprise? Would we be blowing it, Gina? I'll let it be a surprise. I got a couple guesses, but happy anniversary.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. It's 2 weeks till my 45th birthday. Full body massage was received for my birthday that my husband booked for me. So,
I thought he was the one giving it to you.
Get the oil. Get that massage oil.
What was your last full body massage? Do you remember?
Months ago, maybe?
In a professional setting?
Oh, yeah. It was in May. It was in May.
I think I'm due.
I got one for my birthday.
Ah, yes.
At the spa, the Del Monte.
Yeah, I think mine was mine was on my birthday, too. But that was back in January. I think I'm due. It's been almost a year.
I need one now.
Do we have anybody that does massages that can just come in during commercial breaks and, you know, rub our shoulders and back for us?
My girlfriend always tries to get me to give her massage her shoulders, and I'm like, I can't. My hands are broken.
How nice.
And I really am that bad, but I intentionally suck, so she stops.
Right. That's so sweet of you.
No. It's just, you got to know how to play the game. You know what I mean?
The carpal tunnel. Yeah.
Play the game.
60 for the high today, you guys. We'll absolutely take that. Coming up on the show.
What are your vibes?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We should probably share ours before we just cut it loose.
Well, I woke up late this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was a little moody when I got up, but I made some coffee. And overall, I feel pretty good. My parents canceled last night on dinner. Once again.
Wait. Didn't they just come over last Tuesday or last Wednesday?
Yeah, but I was going to the house. I was going to go to Greece. I try to, you know, see them once or twice a week. It's important.
It's
so
tough.
Yeah, they just, you know, because my brother and sister-in-law have twins and their hands were just full. They're constantly just exhausted and they just needed an extra. I'm like, yeah, go, you know, they need an extra hand. I totally get that. So, last night I popped a bottle of wine, finished that.
The whole bottle.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today? Weekend is creeping up on us.
I know. I went to Mamma Mia last night. Went to Good Luck for dinner. It was a good night.
How was Mamma Mia?
So good.
Was it?
One of the best. It was really, really good.
A lot of people were posting on their social last night how much they loved the show.
It was amazing. So
Auditorium Theater?
Auditorium Theater, West Her. And listen, it is hard to go to a show that late when you have to wake up in like 2 hours afterwards. But yeah. My friend was like giving me all this flack. She's like, "You left early?" I'm like,
"Oh, you did?"
I didn't. They were bowing and I dipped out.
Oh, yeah, I would have done the same.
Gotta go. She's like, "They did a sing-along to Dancing Queen after the bow." I'm like, "I'm good. I can do that on YouTube. I'm so good." So,
how long is that show going on for?
Just the week. Just the week. But I would highly recommend, if you don't have plans to go see it, get it on your Cali, find a ticket or seven, and go for it. Because I never really knew the story of Mamma Mia. I mean, like, I've seen it, but I forgot. And it was really good. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm glad it was a good show. So you have until the end of the week to go and see it at West Her Auditorium Theater. Coming up on the show, I just wanted to take a quick minute here and tell you some of the local drives where you can donate to people in need of clothing, because, yes, it's warm today, but it's going to start getting really cold out there. And I'll tell you where you can go to drop off this clothing coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. As winter is approaching in the Rochester area, community organizations, they're going to be working to make sure that everyone has just access to warm clothing. And I wanted to take a minute here and tell you just some of the local drives where you can donate to people in need of clothing. Because, yes, I know it's 60 today, but in the next coming weeks, it's most likely going to start to get freezing. Don't shoot the messenger. Seneca Park Zoo, through November 30th, the Seneca Park Zoo is hosting a coat drive with the Willow Domestic Violence Center. And the zoo has placed bins along its front entrance for new or gently used coat donations of any size. They're looking for all sizes. So those who donate will get a $2 off zoo coupon per coat. You bring them 10 coats, 10 bucks off the zoo. Every coat will go to a family at the Willow Domestic Violence Center. And that coat drive is going to run until Saturday, November 30th. Tops in M&T Bank, that's going until January 3rd. The Salvation Army's Gift of Warmth campaign is underway as well. So people can just donate hats, gloves, mittens, scarves now through Friday, January 3rd. And you're going to be able to find collection bins. There's, I believe, 84 M&T banks and 53 top locations across Rochester and Buffalo. And all donations will remain in the region where they're collected. So last year was the drive's first year in Rochester, but I read that the Gift of Warmth campaign started in Buffalo almost 40 years ago, and it's just been helping keep people warm ever since. So if you do have a coat that needs to be donated that's fairly new and in good shape, you can drop them off to any one of these locations.
Gorgeous. Love it.
Coming up on the show, anyone plan on bringing fast food to a family member's house for Thanksgiving? Because your kid is a picky eater.
Uh-oh. That's just respectful.
Well, our listener, Aaron, wrote in for Parental Confidential and is looking for honest opinions only. She has a 9 and 11-year-old, and she wants to know if bringing Taco Bell to a family member's home on Thanksgiving is rude or not. We'll get to her message and hear from you guys coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be. I know. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Anyone plan on bringing fast food to a family member's house for Thanksgiving?
Uh-oh.
Because your kid is a picky eater. 585-252-9800. I was reading this last night. I'm like, all right, Aaron, if this is what you want to do, I have a lot to say. But let's get to Aaron's message first. She says, "Good morning, you two. Have a dilemma on my hands. I have a 9-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter. We're going to my aunt's for Thanksgiving this year in Buffalo. And my kids are extremely picky eaters, and I'm not sure they will eat any of the food. In fact, I know they won't. So I made it a point to call ahead of time and shared with my uncle that I will be bringing my own food for the kids. Well, he calls me back that night and says my aunt is not happy. She told me that it's rude and she would prefer I did not walk into her home with my own stuff unless I'm bringing a dish to pass. No, my kids don't have a food allergy or have any specific food requirements aside from the fact that they're picky eaters and they prefer to eat fast food. I need some clarity on this. Does anyone think it's rude if I showed up to my aunt's with Taco Bell or something easy because my kids are so picky? I would love to hear honest opinions only. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Well, let's be honest then. Do I think it's rude? 100%. Your kids are 9 and 11.
She's folding like a cheap beach chair.
Yeah, they're not 3 and 5. I mean, they're capable of eating what's at the table.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. What do you guys think?
So I've done this before. I was...
Without a doubt.
I was 26.
It's a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was literally last year. Last New Year's Eve. I was like going to a party and my friend was like, we're making a roast. And I was like, ew, I don't eat red meat. So I made a beautiful seafood Alfredo, brought it over, and just for myself.
Oh, see, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah. Very rude. Now that I'm so much more mature and wise.
Yeah.
I know that that's not okay. And
so you brought over Alfredo and Tupperware. And
yeah.
Just say, okay, got it. Did anyone have anything to say about that?
Oh, they chirped me hardcore.
Did they?
I didn't care. I was eating a beautiful meal. Just happy as a lark. You know what I mean? So these things happen. But I'm telling you right now, if you are letting your kids do this behavior and you're like actually, I don't know, supporting the behavior, they're going to get to where I was and think, this is fine. This is all right.
Yeah.
I can do this in my adult life.
If
I don't like something, I'll just order out. We just talked about this like a couple weeks back about that girl who was out at a friend's house and then her mom DoorDashed her food because she didn't like what she was making for dinner. It's like, these kids are too soft these days.
Yeah, that mom.
I get not liking something, but like, figure it out.
That mom had a lot to say about it. And, you know, not that I know anything about parenting, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure I can, if I had to put myself in a parent's shoes, it's got to suck having a child as a picky eater. You'll probably do anything. I mean, I've seen it with my brothers, you know, with their kids. It's tough. You just want them, hey, whatever it takes for you to just eat and I don't have to worry about it any longer.
Right.
But if you have a 9 and 11-year-old, and you're bringing Taco Bell to your aunt's house for Thanksgiving, I'm sure people feel a certain way about that, like
right. The
people hosting. What do you guys think? Let me get to some texts coming in right now. Sarah's weighing in first. Sarah says, I get the whole kids are picky eaters. But yeah, they are 9 and 11. You don't have toddlers. I think the best thing to do is make one to two side dishes for the whole group that your kids would also eat. No one rational is going to think it's rude if you make a contribution to the dinner as a whole.
Right.
Showing up with Taco Bell, though, it's questionable.
That's what this person said as well, echoing that. They said, I don't think it's rude. I bring my kids who are 3 and 4 or 4, 5 and 4 their own food, but usually it's mac and cheese. But I make a big enough dish for everyone so they can all enjoy.
Yeah, sure. But like you said, they're 5 and 4. Do you feel like there's a cutoff here with age? Do you think 9 and 11 is pushing it?
Yeah, because I think you're getting up to that, you know, teetering from a child to a preteen to a teenager to now you're a full-blown adult and you're doing this. You could end up like me. You don't want that. This person says, that would not fly with my dad.
Yeah.
Everyone would eat what's at the table with everyone else. If you didn't like what was made, then you went home hungry. So even the picky eaters eventually had to eat something because they weren't going to starve. This person says, this mom is enabling her children's picky eating habits.
Yeah.
And she's not doing them any favors. They need to be forced to find something to eat at the aunt's or go hungry. It's as simple as that.
If I were your aunt, I would say do what you need to get food. You will what? Do what you need to do to get food in them. But we have a daughter who is vegan, and we give her leeway on her food. We try to cook stuff, but if she decides to make something else for her, that's totally fine. Other than fast food, are there any other foods they can make that you would eat? Jen says, I don't see the big deal. If your kids has a food allergy, then just bring the Taco Bell over for Thanksgiving. Okay. Can we cut the crap? If any kid has a food allergy, they're not eating Taco Bell. Okay. Right. Sorry to hear about that gluten allergy. Here's a cheese gordita crunch. Right.
Okay. This person says, my sister was just like this when we were little. She wouldn't eat Thanksgiving dinner. My aunt would make her pasta and butter, which she would eat, and it was no big deal to make. A box of mac and cheese would be more respectful than Taco Bell.
If you guys are just tuning in right now for Parental Confidential, Aaron wrote us a message and asked, you know, I'm looking for honest opinions only. Is it rude to bring Taco Bell over to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving for my 9 and 11-year-old, who are very picky eaters? Okay, well...
Everyone is very hung up on the Taco Bell, I fear. Or not the Taco Bell, the mac and cheese. Everyone's like, mac and cheese or bust. It's like, they might not even like mac and cheese.
I mean, what kid doesn't like mac and cheese? What kid? Tracy says, one Christmas, my parents were making steak and lobster, and my brother's girlfriend at the time asked if they had cereal she can eat because she didn't like anything that was on the table. I thought my dad's head was about to fall off.
Yeah. She's like, do you have any Captain Crunch?
Can you imagine? There's steak and lobster on the table, and this potential future daughter-in-law is asking for cereal? She'd be out the door so quick in my house.
Honestly, I mean, like, more for them.
Matt says, shove an iPad in their face and feed them Taco Bell. Every parent's trick for shutting their kids up.
The eating with the iPad gives me the ick. It's so cringe.
Okay, let me get to one more here. This is a hot one for people. Tracy says, Gina says, I think it's totally rude. Your kids are old enough to eat whatever is being served at Thanksgiving. You showing up with fast food is rude and totally distasteful. And yes, if I was your aunt, I would kind of be pissed off by it. Teach your kids to eat what's on their plate. And there you have it. Unless, yes, they have a severe allergy or whatever kids have today.
The allergies.
Everybody has an allergy.
Yeah. I'm allergic to gluten. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Will your throat close? No, I just get an upset day. Okay. So
okay,
stupid.
Aaron.
Everyone's gluten free. Got it.
Aaron, listen, it could happen to us. I have no allergies, but in 20 years from now, I can get so sick. You know what? It could be creeping up on all of us, and we don't even know it.
Could be.
Food's killing us. Aaron, you wanted honest opinions, and you got them. Majority of people think it's 100% rude, and you are enabling your children. All right, guys. Thanks for all the messages for Parental Confidential this morning. Aaron, thank you for your message. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY.
How many of you canceled Thanksgiving because of how your relatives voted? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Shoot us a call or a message this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number. Would love to hear from you. I've never understood, Breeze, why people choose to discuss politics during the holidays with family members.
Very strange.
It's risky. I sit there, I have four old fashions, and I shut my mouth. I mean, lucky for me, it's not my immediate family that talks politics. It's always the extended family.
Yeah,
and
they're always the problem.
Everyone has a smile and nod. We have a listener, Nina, on with us this morning, who maybe like a lot of you, is choosing to not attend Thanksgiving dinner or even cancel it with family this year because of this. Let us know if you are also one of these people. Hi, good morning, Nina.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to talk to you guys again.
You too. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, I reached out because yesterday on the air, I heard you guys talking about this for There I Said It. And someone said you should talk politics with your family during Thanksgiving. And
that was Scott Spisano.
That was radio legend Scott Spisano. He's oozing with great advice.
Yeah, that's the worst idea ever.
Yes, it sure is.
Unless you all agree, I guess. But I told my mom I won't be attending Thanksgiving this year because of this very reason.
What?
So you're not going to Thanksgiving because politics. Shocker.
Yeah. My dad is outspoken about his support for the person he voted for. He and my mom voted against my rights, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that. Mm. I don't plan on cutting them off right now. I'm torn because they're my parents. I can't understand how some people can stab you in the back and then sit down at a table with you and act like everything is okay.
Is that how you feel about this whole situation? Is that your parents stabbed you in the back?
Yeah. And just like, how fake can people be? It sucks because I love Thanksgiving and I love my parents most of the time, but I refuse to sit down with people, especially ones who voted for someone I hate. It's sad that this is what it's come down to, but I had to tell my mom that they did this. And if I'm not there next week, they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
How old are your parents? Are they older?
I mean, they're in their 80s, and yeah, I can be upset with them.
Oh, Nina, how many more holidays do they have left? I mean, this is like, really? You can't put this behind you for one day?
It's my life, too.
I get that.
Yeah, I can.
But it's your parents, you know? I mean,
it's my life. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this is my choice. If you want to go be with people who voted for your oppression, that's fine. But I don't.
I honestly think it's very... I really think it's such a situational thing, and, you know, people are having a very hard time with this.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, but like Moose said, it is your family, and I get where you're coming from, and I'm telling you right now, you are not the only person in this situation, which is quite sad.
No, you're not alone. Parents are much older and you only have so many holidays left with them. For me, I just put my head down, I shut my mouth and I carry on. We can only control what we can control. I'm different though, Nina. You have a right to feel the way you feel and your feelings are valid, but that's just not me. I don't let things affect me this way. I just don't.
Yeah, but you're still a person and I'm not legally a person anymore. Anyways, I just wanted to say protect your mental health, and it's okay to say no if somebody invites you somewhere that you don't feel like you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are your alternative plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm hosting a Friendsgiving for fellow queer and trans people who don't feel safe with their families.
Mm. All right.
But your parents are still welcoming you with open arms to Thanksgiving. You're just choosing, you don't want to be a part of it.
You're creating a story about my parents that isn't really true.
Well, I'm asking you, though, what's the situation? What's the relationship from here on out after Thanksgiving ends? Then what?
I'm trying to figure that out, too. But mm-hmm. I get that you're really pro my parents, but I'm pro myself and pro my partner and pro my community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's taking sides here. I think it's just more of just trying to understand your point of view versus their point of view. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're my parents. I love them way more than you do, and I'm heartbroken about this, but they chose this. We had lots of discussions prior to the election. I told them what they were choosing, and they did it anyway.
Got it.
I'm worried about Christmas. I'm worried about Valentine's Day.
I'm worried about all of it. I'm worried about the people who are going to suffer.
Well, you are one of those people, believe it or not, because you're losing a relationship no matter how angry or hurt or disappointed or scared you are at the moment. These are your parents. You've known them for your entire life. And I do fear, I hope that there, once they do pass, there is no regret on your end that you let, you know, I understand it's a very big issue.
Yeah.
But... because I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, not so much about my parents, but just in the sense of like being scared for my rights and being, I'm also a member of the LGBTQ+ community. I understand all of that. I just want to make sure that you're protecting your mental health while also, you know, just protecting your love and your history with your family. Is there any other family that you have that you do are in lockstep with that you could celebrate? Maybe not, you know, obviously you have the Friendsgiving all handled, but like an aunt, an uncle.
My cousins are also not showing up. The elders are going to be
elderly,
kind of shocked at what they have done. And hopefully that will make them think. Maybe it won't, but the young folks are there for each other because we're all part of the LGBTQ community. And so we're going to take care of each other. And I also can say we have loved our parents diligently and with our full hearts all of their lives. And we do love them. We will love them, but we're not going to show up to be hurt and humiliated.
Yeah.
That's not love. That is self-harm. We didn't sign up for that. And especially not this year.
Well, protect your peace. And we're obviously going to not sway you this morning, and that's okay. I need you to take care of yourself this holiday, be there for your friends, be there for your cousins, and just give thanks. I know that might be hard to do, but give thanks this holiday season.
Yeah, Nina, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your story with us, because I know there's a lot of people that are also choosing not to show up to Thanksgiving this year because of who their family potentially voted for.
Mm-mm.
And I know politics is a big factor for people not showing up to holidays this year, but we're going to get to some messages. 585-252-9800. Thank you for your, thanks for coming on with us, Nita.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let me get over to a couple of your messages.
I have like 300, so.
This person, we had a listener that said, I stopped speaking to some of my siblings over the same issue. It wouldn't be a big deal if they kept their politics to themselves, but it is the topic of conversation the entire afternoon / night, and it's so not enjoyable. One reason I'm choosing not to attend this year, another listener says, in your situation, I would visit your parents separately and just skip Thanksgiving.
Yeah. This person says, that's so silly to skip Thanksgiving dinner over voting. That's Tyler from Webster. No turkey leg for you. This person says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I totally agree with not talking to friends and family who voted for someone who blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get into it for so many reasons. But listen, I'm telling you right now, people who voted against their own interests, which affects all of us. So I do go on a blocking spree, and I will not be with my family this holiday for Thanksgiving, because I know that they did the same.
For some people, these holidays are just not enjoyable anymore. And it's sad that it's over politics, but that's what it's come down to. Rochelle says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. At the end of the day, she is entitled to make her own decisions. But coming from someone who lost her parents within a year apart from one another, I realize none of it matters. All the disagreements, the arguments, politics, lifestyle choices, none of it matters when you're watching your parents die a slow death while in hospice.
Okay, guys, chill.
Don't have the same regrets I do. in your situation, the same thing. Just go visit your parents. It doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving.
This person says, not me feeling protective over Moose and wanting to go off on this lady because she's being rude and thinking Moose is taking sides with her little side jab comments. Guys, this is wild because everyone's really triggered by this topic, which I totally understand.
It's relatable for so many.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do. And if you let this get in the way of your family, which so many people do, and I understand that everyone's situation is different, ultimately, at the end of the day, that's your loss, that's your family's loss, and the people that you're fighting over literally don't care about you. I'm so sorry. Whether you're left or right, they simply don't care about you. They'll never meet you. But the people who do care about you are your family. So it's crazy.
Let's take a quick break, you guys. Thank you for all the messages on this. It's a hot button for a lot of people because, like I said, it is so relatable. But I'm going to take some of your calls in just a few minutes here. It's Peaks by Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. We'll be right back.
Imagine going to college. You have your whole life ahead of you, and then you just get arrested. 4 University of Rochester students have been arrested, with a 5th person being investigated after wanted posters that targeted Jewish faculty members were found scattered across campus. Those students are now facing a felony criminal mischief charge. The campus leaders says that the suspects allegedly had actions that did not meet the legal threshold for being a hate crime. But according to the feedback received, various law enforcement looked into this and they are charging them or trying to charge them with a felony. Obviously, all charges are pending at this time. Mm-hmm. This started more than a week ago when hundreds of these signs were found scattered across campus, like I said, on Sunday, November 10th. In a statement released on Tuesday, yesterday, from the university president, they said that anti-Semitism will not be tolerated on campus. The University Association Vice President and of Public Safety said that these actions are completely intolerable and they will not be stood for. And I, you know, this has been happening a lot, not just at U of R, but all across the country, these acts of anti-Semitism and just violence towards Jewish people. And I think it's just so dark. And that's what they said, too. So that's why, I mean, they're not giving them a slap on the wrist. They're not like just giving them, throwing the book at, back at them and say, this is not in our code of conduct. They're literally getting authorities involved. The process for these students is now being handled by the Monroe County District Attorney's Office. And it's only going to, it's only going to get worse from them from there.
So, you guys, this is not how we behave during the holidays.
We don't behave this way, period. I don't care if it's November. I don't care if it's June. You don't act this way at all. It's very, very dangerous to an entire community of people. And yeah, it's very bad.
Coming up on the show, we're going to share with you why so many people, including myself, are kind of grossed out after one celebrity went out of his way to brag about helping a friend in need, when in reality, it was just done in extremely poor taste. And I'm sure a lot of people maybe know exactly who I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll share it with you coming up next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And I can easily say this has got to be one of the cringiest, most distasteful things I've witnessed in a very long time. Maybe some of you agree. I don't know. But for those of you who may not have heard, comedian and actor Dave Coulier from Full House, 65 years old, was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a type of blood cancer, which he also explained is a very aggressive type. And I don't know a whole lot of the details of this specific type of cancer, but he shared photos on Instagram of his head being shaved with his close friend and old co-star John Stamos. And John Stamos is wearing a bald cap. And this is what he had written on his social media verbatim. He says, "Nothing like throwing on a bald cap and flexing some Photoshop skills to show some love and solidarity with my bro, Dave Coulier. You are handling this with so much strength and positivity. It's inspiring. And I know you're going to get through this, and I stand with you every step of the way." And can I just say, I have never seen a person get trolled so hard on social media until yesterday afternoon. People were pissed. And yeah. I have to agree, this guy is wearing a bald cap and it looked so distasteful. How brave of you, John. Just shave your head if you're going to do it. I mean, did anyone else find this super cringe? Because I would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think that you should make yourself out to be a hero and like you did like a notable or honorable thing when you didn't actually do it. Like, okay, hot take. I used to do Bald for Bucks in high school and when I was in cosmetology school and we would shave everyone's head and blah, blah, blah. And this guy came up and was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna shave my beard." I'm like, "That's not the point, but okay. You can shave your beard at home. Why am I going to shave your beard for you? Like, you're doing some like notable thing." Because everyone else was shaving their heads for Bald for Bucks, obviously. Yeah. And I don't know. It just, I guess if you're raising money for the cause and you're still doing something like that, sure. But
people took offense, though. And I can see why. I mean, this was all over TMZ, People Magazine. Here is just some of the comments that people were having a field day yesterday. And I can't imagine John is not regretting his decision to do this. One person wrote, "Too vain to shave his head. No solidarity there." That comment got 8,000 likes. Someone wrote, "A bald cap, shave your head or don't, but don't act like a bald cap is solidarity." A couple more people, "Wow, I totally understand your cancer battle, Dave. I had to sit in the makeup chair for 2 hours. I cannot be more embarrassed for John Stamos. Just shave your head and show actual support or shut up. I mean, this went on with thousands and thousands of messages. And I'm like, oh, not a single positive thing to say about this. Well, and I'm like, oh my God, is he wearing a bald cap? When I saw this photo, I'm like, that's not. And I think why this backfired on John Stamos is because it came off as very shallow. It was a very shallow gesture.
I mean, I guess, but I do want to read the comment from his wife, just to play devil's advocate here. Obviously, his wife is going to have his back 100%.
Yeah,
but she wrote, I really hope the people who are choosing to say cruel things about my husband also flew across the country and was there for his friend to bring joy while he was going through his chemo treatment. Look inward. Instead of tearing others down, take the time to think about how you can bring joy to other people that you love. Listen, like, that is true. He did go out. I mean, I don't know. I think it would have been weirder if he did this and then didn't say it was a bald cap. I think the whole idea behind it of, like, joking, and obviously Dave was fine with it because he wouldn't have done it if he wasn't. And they're both comedians, they're both jokesters, they're both, like, all for the funny. And I want to, not that I can ever speak on the side of a cancer patient or a cancer survivor, but, like, there are some things, and I've worked with 1330 a bunch throughout the years, which is, like, an adolescent cancer group for kids who are obviously 13 through 30. And they say that humor and laughter is one of the greatest medicines that they can have during that really dark time, because that's all you really can do is keep your laugh, keep your joy. And listen, if that brought a laugh to him and that's something that they were like, let's do this, it'll be funny, I can't wait to see you in a bald cap, then pop off.
Well, listen, if Dave didn't have a problem with it, then maybe we shouldn't. That's fine. But
he didn't, is what I'm saying.
Right, then that's fine. Does everyone think it was a shallow gesture? Yeah, I think people took issue with him not actually being able to cut his hair. And I get it. The guy's got a beautiful head of hair. That's what he's known for, especially at his age. But he made sure to post it on Instagram to get those likes, too. It wasn't, did it come off as super genuine? I don't know. I guess maybe a little. I agree. I think it was a dumb idea, and I don't know. I don't know how Dave Coulier feels about it. I'm sure he's seen all the text and all the messages on it. I'm like, this is odd. And,
but, like,
you know,
they've known each other, like,
yeah,
for
brothers.
Years and years and
sure.
years and years. They've worked together on set since the early 90s. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like if he's not worried about it and he's the one actually battling cancer, I don't think we should worry about it. Like,
laughter is, like Breezy mentioned, some of the best thing that you can do for somebody going through this.
I think the only people who could actually be really offended by this is cancer survivors. I never had cancer. You never had cancer. I hope we both never have to experience that. So I don't know if I can sit here and have this really hot take on it, because I don't know what someone's going through. And if this is, like, this could have been Dave's idea. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I will say this. Back in 2021, when my girlfriend at the time, Julie, was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer,
mm-hmm.
I knew it was not going to be a fun road ahead.
Right.
It wasn't. And I only started dating the woman 2 weeks before she was diagnosed. Well, if me personally learned anything, nobody likes losing their hair.
Right.
It's hard for men, but for women, it hits home harder, in my opinion. And Julie had some of the most beautiful hair you had ever seen. Thick, long, wavy, took a ton of pride in her hair. And after her first radiation treatment, I took her to Santa Barbara for a weekend just to, you know, distract her.
Mm-hmm.
And she woke up with chunks of hair on her pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And she laid her head on my chest and she just cried. And I sat there and I cried with her, and it broke me.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you need from me? Should I shave my head? I'll do it now if you want. How can I show my support? What do you need me to do? And she said, you already have. You barely know me. You decided to go through this journey with me. And she personally asked me, please do not shave your head. She genuinely said she appreciates it, but it would be a turnoff for her because she thought I had a nice head of hair. And she was a great woman, and I miss her. She passed away at 43. But
yeah.
When I saw something tacky like this yesterday, I won't lie. I guess, yeah, it triggered me a little bit.
Sure.
Because if you're going to help someone, do it because you genuinely love them and it's coming from a place of good. Don't do it because you want kudos or a pat on the back. People will see right through that. And I think that's what happened here with John Stamos. But if Dave doesn't have a problem with it, then it doesn't matter. Because yeah. I know they're brothers, and he flew across the country to go see him and support him. And you're right. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in a world that is so scary and filled with so much hate and illness and just a lot of really tough, tough things, if this is something that they came up with and that brought joy to them, obviously the world did not perceive it that way, but they don't have to because it's their thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of social media, right? Something can be great. Something could be terrible. And you never meant for either of that reaction.
Correct. So you have to be so careful because you don't know how it's going to be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, we hope Dave does get better because it's going to be a long, long, hard fought battle.
Yeah.
But like the doctor said, you know, even with in Julie's case, surround yourself with the people you love the most, the people you care about. And that's what helps you get through these type of battles in life.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's Moose and Breezy and PXY. What is the most embarrassing situation you found yourself in and how did you get out of it? It's PXY Mornings. Moose and Breezy here, 60 for the high today. Yesterday, I panicked.
I panicked.
I'm not sure why God is constantly testing me, but it was one of those situations where I'm like, how did I get here?
Right.
And now what am I going to do about it? And yeah, I panicked a little bit. And I texted you yesterday afternoon right before I had an appointment. So I went to a sauna studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I love going because I just feel better. And I just get to sit in there, mind my own business, and sweat. Well, usually before I go, I got to make a protein shake.
Big health and wellness guy. Huge. Huge health and wellness guy.
Can't do a basic push-up in the proper form. So I make a chocolate protein shake. You know me, love cachava.
Right.
And I drink it typically. Most people drink water when they're in a sauna. No, I drink chocolate protein shakes.
Right.
The problem I had yesterday was when you're in there, you're typically sitting on a white towel. These are the whitest towels.
Wait, you were drinking it in the sauna?
Always, always.
I don't think that's good.
Why?
First of all, it's hot now. Second of all.
No. No, yes. My thermos keeps it nice and chill.
Right.
It's not, trust me, it doesn't turn into hot cocoa.
Huge food and drink policy. But anyways, continue.
So I'm in there and I don't know how they get these towels so damn white. I don't know what they're doing, but they're always so pristine, mint condition. I'm sitting on it. I'm
very
sweating.
Clean.
I'm drinking my chocolate shake and it dribbles down my chin onto the towel. And now the towel looking down, I get up and I'm like, oh no, that doesn't look good. And I panicked because
I looked like I pooped
the towel. Yeah. I got up from sitting out because I'm in there butt naked. And I got up and I'm like, oh, you come on. Now what am I going to do?
That's really bad because they're going to think, oof.
What I should have
really let one go.
I could not have them thinking that I did something of this magnitude. I'm constantly visiting this establishment. I'm like, what am I going to do? So now instead of paying attention to my session, now I'm on all fours, my hands and knees, butt naked.
You're constantly on all fours. Constantly on all fours. Whether it be in your house, whether it be here, whether it be there.
Only when I'm cleaning the baseboards in my apartment. That's it.
And the towel.
That's it. So now I'm butt naked. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I got to get this.
Ass up.
That's what it was. And it's 160.
Based on ass up.
All right. So I leave the sauna. Now I'm on the floor on all fours. And I'm taking, they had a bottle of hand sanitizer in there. So now I'm pumping hand sanitizer onto the towel and I'm scrubbing it on all fours with a wet washcloth. And I'm like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Oh.
And it made it worse.
Of course. It smeared it.
It smeared it
now
everywhere.
It's internally stained.
So I'm like, oh, there's got to be a better option here. What can I do? So now I'm rubbing
the
towel.
You're panicking at this point.
So I get dressed. I go to the bathroom, and then I use soap. Okay? My whole session, by the way, is
it's gone.
It's gone. Done. It's
your timer's going off. It's over.
Right. So I'm in the bathroom, and now I'm using soap and water, and I'm like, the water's not getting as cold as I need it to take out this stain.
Right.
So I'm smelling it. I'm like, yeah, it smells like a chocolate protein shake. I was like, but this is, I cannot have them thinking this was me. So I go back into the sauna. The last 8 minutes I had left, I finish up. And then when I leave, I throw the towel in another person's room in their bin. Before I head out the door, I'm like, you're took care
monster.
Of that problem.
It was like a freshly cleaned room.
This was a Mentos commercial.
You're a monster. You're a monster.
What would you have done?
I would have stole the towel. I would have taken the towel home.
Put it where? I don't have a bag. Put it where? I was in shorts and a hoodie. Where am I putting this towel?
I would have put the towel underneath my hoodie. I would have washed it and brought it back. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how this got home with me.
No, I wasn't going through that extent. That was their towel. I was like, there's got to be another way to figure this out. I don't know. What's the most embarrassing thing you guys have found? What moment did you find yourself in where you're like, what do I have to do to get out of this?
Well, I'm just saying the panic that rushes over your body when you find yourself in a situation like this is a feeling like no other. And I definitely can relate to something like that. It wasn't even embarrassing for anybody else but myself. I was giving myself a blowout recently.
Okay.
And I was using a hot tool that's like also doubles as a brush. And I twisted it too far, and then I got my hair caught in the brush.
Okay.
It was completely twisted in the, and I couldn't.
I saw a TV episode like this one
get
time.
Get it out.
Right. How long was it stuck in your head
for?
So I'm
like, oh my God. I call my mom, scream crying.
Always calling your mother.
Obviously. 30 years old. Gotta call Ma. I'm like, I'm gonna have to shave my head. She's like, oh my God.
In a situation
and
like this.
I'm calling her scream crying, and she thinks I'm in a, you know, a deathly accident. And she was like, okay, all right. I was in Rochester. I think she was like in Pittsburgh at the time. So she had to come over to the apartment. She had to get it all out for me.
You had nobody, all the friends that you have, you had nobody else to call. These are the type of moments where I wish you'd pick up the phone and FaceTime me so I can see. Let's go over to Brian.
Panic.
I was squatting down to pick up my wallet in Walmart last week. Ripped the whole ass out of my jeans. What do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
My buddy suffers from IBS. He was in Wegmans 3 years ago, and he pooped himself in the aisle.
Yeah. I had a friend who just did that at Tin Cup over the weekend.
He opened up a box of trash bags, and he tied a trash bag around his waist. And went into the bathroom, took care of business, and then ran the hell out of there.
What was there to take care of?
To clean himself up a little bit. Person, who else is it? Oh, I forgot my boob was out after nursing my baby. Yeah, I can see that would be a problem.
That's really bad.
That is extremely bad.
Oh, God.
I did get myself out of a very sticky situation, though, and I'm not going to say yesterday I did panic, but I was proud of the end result. I'm probably never allowed back there. I'm going to be honest.
No, and you definitely we were essentially framing somebody else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, 100%.
There's that. How selfless of you, truly.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. As winter is approaching in the Rochester area, community organizations, they're working really hard to make sure that everyone has access to warm clothing. And I wanted to take a minute here and just tell you some of the local drives where you can donate to people in need of clothing because, yes, it's 60 today. But in the next coming weeks, the weather is definitely changing. It's going to get colder. Seneca Park Zoo, through November 30th, they're hosting a coat drive with the Willow Domestic Violence Center. And the zoo has placed bins along its front entrance for new or gently used coat donations of all sizes. Those who donate are going to get $2 off a zoo coupon per every coat that they donate. Every coat will go to a family at the Willow Domestic Violence Center. And that coat drive runs until Saturday, November 30th. Tops and M&T Bank, that's through January 3rd. The Salvation Army's Gift of Warmth campaign is underway, and people can donate hats, gloves, mittens, scarves now through Friday, January 3rd. Those will come in handy. You can find these collection bins at 84 M&T Banks and 53 Tops locations across Rochester and all of Buffalo. All the donations will remain in the region where they are collected. Because last year, the drive's first year in Rochester, but the Gift of Warmth campaign started in Buffalo 39, almost 40 years ago. And it's really, it's been helping people keep warm ever since. So if you got a coat, you want to donate, it's going to help somebody out this winter.
Absolutely. Got to stay warm this winter. All right, let's get to a message from our friend Heather. Heather wrote me on Instagram last night, and she wants to know how she deals with a relationship that seems to be perfect, but there's this one thing that is a constant issue in their relationship. She says this one thing is completely irrelevant and should not even be an issue, and the fact that it is making her sick.
The drama.
What is that issue? What is she going to do? We'll help her out coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Paid actors represent.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show, Moose and Breezy. Why bringing up the past is a sure way to ruin a good thing, especially in a relationship. Who's this girl that wrote in?
Oh my gosh, our girl Heather. She's unwell.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for writing.
She's very much unwell.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
So are we.
Yeah, of course. I know. She's like, I'm unwell. I'm like, oh my God, we are too. Let's talk about it.
It blows my mind that people continue to write in. But hey, we appreciate it.
Yeah, the fact that anyone would want advice from us is strange. But let's pop off, shall we? She goes, she slid into the DM. She's like, hey, Breezy. Hey, Moose. I just wanted to share with you guys what's been going on in my life and maybe get some advice. Wrong show to ask, but let's hit it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I've been dating my boyfriend for the past 6 months, and if I'm being honest, I've never been this in love. I know in my heart and soul he's the one. We are aligned with just about everything in our lives. Our chemistry is amazing. I feel so loved and respected by him. My family loves him. Must I go on? The problem that we are having is the same issue that's been a problem for the past 2 months, and it's honestly driving me up a wall. He, for whatever reason, feels the need to bring up my exes randomly and then proceed to ask me very weird questions about the ins and outs of my past relationships. It makes me beyond uncomfortable, and then he gets upset about my answers. We are discussing things so far in the past that right. I don't even know why they're relevant at this point. I love him so much, and ultimately he's hurting his own feelings, and I'm not really sure what to do for him or our relationship, because no matter how many questions he asks me or in what form of the question, the answer is not going to change my past or the fact that I dated people before him.
Mm.
Now, I love him so much, like I said, and I don't understand why he gets so fixated on this. It makes literally no sense to me, and it makes me feel crazy because I'm not thinking about my exes. But he is? Why is that? Mm. I need some serious help, and I don't really know what to do or how to help me, him, or our relationship.
It's a long message.
That's from Heather.
All right, Heather. Well, there are some messages that we just don't have the capability of giving advice. Or so we're going to take a quick break, I guess.
Thank you so much.
Here's the thing, Heather. You have a very insecure significant other, and that's what it comes down to. This person is extremely insecure. And the fact that they're thinking, what are they looking for? They're looking for some validation from you, and you're giving it to them, but it's not good enough. And around we go. And eventually,
how do you combat that?
Well, eventually, what's going to happen is they're going to wear you down emotionally and mentally because you're never going to give them an answer that pleases them. Why are they thinking about your exes? For what reason?
So strange.
Yes, everybody in relationships, especially at our age, we all have a past. We've all been with
people. Some of us more than others.
Well, you're not wrong. But we all have a past. You know what I'm saying? But you, when you get into a new relationship, just offer that person a clean slate. There's no reason to constantly bring up, who are you with? What did you do? Do you love them more than me? You love me, right?
Like, that's who was the best sex of your life? You don't, like, why, I don't.
Why have those conversations?
It's very uncomfortable, right?
It's risky, first of all.
You're asking questions that could ultimately hurt your own feelings. Well, you wouldn't even be in that situation if you weren't the one asking them. No. So I'm just kind of confused.
Most people who ask those questions don't want an honest answer. They want to be told what they want, they think they want to hear.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
So Heather, you got to break up with them. There's
God. There's
no other way.
That's very dramatic. That's very dramatic. I think that.
Well, she really hyped this guy up, Breezy, but it sounds like this is going to be a way bigger issue in the future.
But honestly, like she said, she has never felt this in love, respected. And the reason, listen, the reason she's not with her exes before is for a very, very specific reason that only she knows.
But yeah, I don't know.
And her ex knows. You know what I mean? So exes are in your past for a reason.
Okay, so if this is the best she's ever had, and he obviously knows this, there's no reason to go backwards.
Right.
Stop digging up the past. You are not an archaeologist. Just move.
The archaeologist.
Just move forward. And it's so hard for some people to be able to do that because they, like I said, they want that validation.
They
I'm
just
the best
get,
you've
like,
ever had,
fixated
right?
Fixated on things.
It's the best sex you've ever had, right? You love me more than anyone you've ever been with. I don't know, man. Those are. That seems to me like conversations you would have in high school with the person you're dating, not when you're a grown adult.
This person says it sounds like extreme anxiety or some kind of mental health issue where he needs constant validation if that's the kind of questions he's asking. I would tell him straight up that you're not answering these questions anymore because your past is in your past and you're not thinking about them.
I think that's a great text. I think that's good advice right there.
Yeah. Because honestly, Heather, you need to... There's going to come a point where, like Moose said, I'm not trying to be drama, but like it's going to wear you down and you can't continue these conversations because it's just honestly triggering and traumatic for you to continue to talk about these relationships that they know nothing about, if I'm being honest. It's your past relationship with that person. The person you're dating now knows nothing about what happened in the past, only what you told them or what you didn't tell them. And you don't. The person asking those questions, you don't know what that relationship was like. You don't know if it was traumatic. You don't know if it was abusive. You don't know how they felt or what they went through. So for you to continue to ask those questions is completely inappropriate because they could be going and spiraling down a drain that they took years to get out of. Years.
Yeah. I think the biggest frustration I ever had, I'm thinking of one particular relationship where things would be going so well where I felt like they would have to find a reason to self-sabotage it. We could be out having the best time, the best dinner, the best laughs, great conversation, and then all of a sudden it would just take a total left turn and it's like, where
what
is this?
What happened here?
What happened? Because things were going so well, they felt the need was like, so tell me about so-and-so from 4 years ago. Why? Why? What? We just got an appetizer. Why is this now? This needs to be the topic of conversation. No.
It's so strange. And like, you know, I wouldn't even flirt with the idea of it at all if somebody else is going through this. I mean, Heather, obviously we're too far gone with her. But like, if this is happening to you or you're getting into a new relationship and they're, I think, listen, asking questions about your past is fine. That's a part of getting to know someone, whether it be relationship, friendship, family, all of the things.
True.
But it's when you get into really like specifics of like what color were their sheets and like blah, 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 blah. It's like, we don't need to do all of that because honestly, it's none of your business. And quite frankly, it's none of mine either because I'm not there anymore.
Yeah. Listen, this was me at 18 years of age. I was very insecure. I've grown a lot as a man, believe it or not. But I would constantly need the validation.
Yeah.
How is our relationship going? You still love me, right?
Yeah.
Things are so perfect. And I came to the realization as I've gotten older, there's always going to be ups and downs. There's always going to be something that makes you question on whether or not this is a relationship worth pursuing. But you ultimately make the decision, this is the person I want to be with. And if they tell you things are good, sometimes you just have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
Stop bringing up the past is the past.
You're looking for problems.
Leave it there.
And maybe they're not doing it intentionally. Like this person said, there could be a anxiety, a mental health thing, all of the things. And that is a completely separate issue that sounds like they need to work out on their own, because it really doesn't have much to do with you.
Right.
I remember in past relationships of mine, like, I was that person of like, you love me, right? And like, I still am, kind of am to this day, but that just goes along with trauma and anxious attachment and things of that nature. And that is something that you need to work through alone and in conjunction with your partner to make sure that you're not constantly asking those questions. Because if you're constantly asking those, I just had this conversation with someone. If you're constantly asking these questions, do you love me? Is this real? I feel like you love me, but you're not in love with me. You're going to manifest that into how someone actually feels. It's called divine intervention. It's the oldest tale in the book.
All right, so let's wrap this up. What does Heather tell her boyfriend?
That they need to go to counseling. No,
that's what we got from this?
Well, this person says, hi, Heather. It sounds like your partner might have OCD or some sort of extreme anxiety. Maybe they should talk to a therapist or a psychiatrist.
Heather, you're going to take everything we just talked about. You're going to see your boyfriend tonight. Call him. I don't care. Don't text him. Have a real conversation and tell him you guys are officially going to therapy. Because if you love him as much as you say you do and you want this to work out, then clearly there's no other options. And maybe he's not anxious. Maybe he is just insecure. Mm-hmm. And he needs the validation.
You need to work through it. But listen, I'll end with this. If you actually love this person and you actually think this person is the one, this situation seems fixable to me. And I think in this society and in this day and age and in this world of dating, everyone's so quick to be like, well, I can't, done, I gotta go. Like fix it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Moose. Thank you so much. How's dating going for you?
Wait a second. Real quick. You just heard from a 30 and 40-year-old on dating advice, okay? Let's get to a 19-year-old real quick.
Hey, oh, Jackie's chomping at the bit. Real quick. Our intern, Jackie.
What does Heather do in this situation? Go.
Personally.
Leave.
Yeah, dude. Honestly.
Dip.
I'm one of those people. I'm like, okay, I'm done. But
you have nothing but life, Jackie, ahead of you.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. But I feel like this is something you can work through, but like if you keep telling him and nothing's changing.
No, don't repeat everything like, we just said though either. Okay, go ahead.
Adding on to it. I feel like you're just talking to a wall and like what are you getting out of that?
Yeah, that is true.
I feel like you keep hurting yourself in order to make him feel better, and at what point is that like...
It's going to wear you down.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Thanks for chewing gum on the air again. All right.
Actually chomping this time.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Heather, we need a follow-up on this, so hit us back tomorrow, will you? We would appreciate that. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. I love this segment. Let's get the elephant out of the room this morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, intern Hannah, intern Jackie. Everybody's here. It's a full party.
Whole squad's here.
The whole squad's here. Let's start with this person who said superhero movies are ruining cinema. There I said it. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, and they're all the same. Let's save the world from Dr. McFlefferson. It's like, what?
Ooh, who? What villain is that?
I don't know.
Yes, of course, Dr. McFlufferson. That sounds super evil.
Very much so.
All right, who else is here? Let's get over to our friend Alicia. I don't care what anyone says. Breaking up with someone is harder than being broken up with. There, I said it.
Really?
Actually.
Never gotten the opportunity.
I don't know. What's that?
To break up with someone.
Oh, Breeze. It's, you know what, you're probably lucky, because I feel Alicia has a point here. Because once you've broken up, you have to cope all at once with the hurt of losing someone. You know what I'm saying? You care about. And then the guilt of hurting them, and then the uncertainty of not knowing 100%, was this the right decision? Was this the right choice? It may come back to bite you. It's a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. It's really, really quite daunting, really quite dramatic, if I'm being honest.
This really took a turn.
It really did.
All right, let's keep the train on the tracks here. Who else is here? Who's weighing in? 585-252-9800 if you guys want to share with the class this morning. We'd appreciate that. Sean says, not everyone needs to be woke. People should be able to hold different views without being labeled as intolerant, as long as they're respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, Sean. Let's go over to our interns here. Who's got a, there I said it for today. Jackie, Hannah, let it, don't. Grip it and rip it. Just hold the mic. There you go.
Okay, we're fighting over the mic here. Mine for today is that if you ask me out and I say no, it doesn't mean try again.
Such a classic. Such a classic.
If I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
Oh, what's going on in your world?
Oh, I'm nothing. Nothing's going on. It's just
Breezy, I don't know if you know this, but intern Hannah has way more guy friends than female friends.
No, yeah, that's not true.
They're all trying to hook up with her. You can't tell me they're not.
You can't put that on air. That's lies.
Wait, I already did.
Wait, I did.
Oh, tell, man.
You have guy friends, right? And a lot of
I have guy friends.
And have any, let me just answer this then. Have any of them in the past have ever confessed their love for you?
This is true, yes.
I 100% rest my case. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Hold on, let me take out my gum to say this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. I think that if you're in a relationship, you should not make it your entire personality.
Oh!
And there I said it.
Dead!
Because I have friends.
A lot of relationship talk this morning.
Who, they'll be like, oh, let's go to the store together. And then they'll be on their phone with the boyfriend the entire time. Why did you invite me?
Yeah, I know.
If
I hate
you're just
going
to ignore me the entire time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's why it's so important to date people out of state.
Yeah, they're long distance. That's why. So they're on the phone 24/7.
Jackie, you honestly, you don't have to listen to me. I give the worst advice ever.
You really do.
Thank you so much.
Mine for today is this. Chipotle's trash, and anyone who hypes it up is lacking a lot of brain cells. There, I said it.
Are you serious right now?
Everyone's like, Chipotle's a bitch. It's not.
Well, there goes my endorsement I just got with them 48 hours ago. Thank you so much, Breeze.
Simply not it. So sorry.
I saw the best billboard the other day that said, just eat the burrito, Roto-Rooter. And I'm like, that's great marketing. That's really good. Who's this person? People shouldn't have kids just to save the world. Parenting is a personal decision, not a social responsibility to fix world issues. There, I said it. Chrissy's here. Oh, interesting. Let's get rid of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy and just replace it with the interns instead. Just kidding. I love you guys. Chrissy, that's not funny. I need this job. All right. Let's see how this show would actually go. Do you want to do a quick 30-second segment? This is your show, okay? This is PXY Mornings with Jackie and Hannah, okay? Let's play some sound effects here and...
Take my mic.
Open up the show, everything.
What's up, guys? It's PXY Mornings with intern Hannah.
And Jackie, you know what today is all about, don't you?
What's today all about, Jackie?
Today is all about us.
That means it's a good day.
Yes, of course it is, just like any other. And you know what I think, Hannah, honestly?
What do you think?
I think that the show just got 10 times better in 30 seconds.
Listen, viewership just went up.
I'm getting calls in right now asking us to come on TV to do this live.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm actually really pissed how well that went. You guys are all fine.
Really good, and we're probably going to get replaced tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. How many of you canceled Thanksgiving because of how your relatives voted? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the drama.
The drama continues.
If this is you, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot us a call or a message this morning, 585-252-9800. is the number. And I have never understood why people choose to discuss politics during the holiday with family members. They just can't help it. I think it's risky. I don't do this. I sit with my head down. But you know me, I hate politics.
I think it's inappropriate because, like, we're trying to give thanks, we're trying to be thankful, and then now Aunt Susan's throwing the pot of mashed potatoes across the way.
Puts a damper on the holidays.
Yeah, for sure.
I have four old fashions. I shut my mouth. Lucky for me, this is not my, you know, my immediate family. This is my extended. People will do this. We have a listener, Nina, on with us this morning, who maybe like a lot of you is choosing to not attend Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe just cancel it altogether. Let us know if you are also one of these people. Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Nina.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to talk to you guys again.
You too. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, I reached out because yesterday on the air, I heard you guys talking about this for There I Said It, and someone said you should talk politics with your family during Thanksgiving. And
that was Scott Spisano.
That was radio legend Scott Spisano. He's oozing with great advice.
Yeah, that's the worst idea ever.
Yes, it sure is.
Unless you all agree, I guess, but I told my mom I won't be attending Thanksgiving this year because of this very reason.
What?
So you're not going to Thanksgiving because politics. Shocker.
Yeah. My dad is outspoken about his support for the person he voted for. He and my mom voted against my rights, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that. Mm-hmm. I don't plan on cutting them off right now. I'm torn because they're my parents. I can't understand how some people can stab you in the back and then sit down at a table with you and act like everything is okay.
Is that how you feel about this whole situation? Is that your parents stabbed you in the back?
Yeah. And just like, how fake can people be? It sucks because I love Thanksgiving and I love my parents most of the time, but I refuse to sit down with people, especially ones who voted for someone I hate. It's sad that this is what it's come down to, but I had to tell my mom that they did this, and if I'm not there next week, they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
How old are your parents? Are they older?
I mean, they're in their 80s, and yeah, I can be upset with them.
Oh, Nina, how many more holidays do they have left? I mean, this is like, really? You can't put this behind you for one day?
It's my life, too.
I get that.
Yeah, I can.
But it's your parents, you know? I mean,
it's my life. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this is my choice. If you want to go be with people who voted for your oppression, that's fine. But I don't.
Honestly think it's very, I really think it's such a situational thing. And, you know, people are having a very hard time with this.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But like Moose said, it is your family. And I get where you're coming from. And I'm telling you right now, you are not the only person in this situation, which is quite sad.
No, you're not alone. Parents are much older, and you only have so many holidays left with them. For me, I just put my head down, I shut my mouth, and I carry on. We can only control what we can control. I'm different, though, Nina. You have a right to feel the way you feel, and your feelings are valid. But that's just not me. I don't let things affect me this way. I just don't.
Yeah, but you're still a person, and I'm not legally a person anymore. Anyways, I just wanted to say protect your mental health, and it's okay to say no if somebody invites you somewhere that you don't feel like you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are your alternative plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm hosting a Friendsgiving for fellow queer and trans people who don't feel safe with their families. Mm.
All right.
But your parents are still welcoming you with open arms to Thanksgiving. You're just choosing, you don't want to be a part of it.
You're creating a story about my parents that isn't really true.
Well, I'm asking you, though, what's the situation? What's the relationship from here on out after Thanksgiving ends? Then what?
I'm trying to figure that out, too. But I get that you're really pro my parents, but I'm pro myself and pro my partner and pro my community.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's taking sides here. I think it's just more of just trying to understand your point of view versus their point of view. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're my parents. I love them way more than you do, and I'm heartbroken about this, but they chose this. We had lots of discussions prior to the election. I told them what they were choosing, and they did it anyway.
Got it.
I'm worried about Christmas. I'm worried about Valentine's Day.
I'm worried about all of it. I'm worried about the people who are going to suffer.
Well, you are one of those people, believe it or not, because you're losing a relationship, no matter how angry or hurt or disappointed or scared you are at the moment. These are your parents. You've known them for your entire life. And I do fear, I hope that there, once they do pass, there is no regret on your end that you let, you know, I understand it's a very big issue.
Yeah.
But because I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, not so much about my parents, but just in the sense of like being scared for my rights and being, I'm also a member of the LGBTQ plus community. I understand all of that. I just want to make sure that you're protecting your mental health while also, you know, just protecting your love and your history with your family. Is there any other family that you have that you do are in lockstep with that you could celebrate? Maybe not, you know, obviously you have the Friendsgiving all handled, but like an aunt, an uncle.
My cousins are also not showing up. The elders are going to be
elderly,
kind of shocked at what they have done. And hopefully that will, maybe that will make them think, maybe it won't, but the young folks are there for each other because we're all part of the LGBTQ community. And so we're going to take care of each other. And I also can say we have loved our parents diligently and with our full hearts all of their lives. And we do love them. We will love them, but we're not going to show up to be hurt and humiliated.
Yeah.
That's not love. That is self-harm. We didn't sign up for that. And especially not this year.
Well, protect your peace. And we're obviously going to not sway you this morning. And that's okay. I need you to take care of yourself this holiday. Be there for your friends. Be there for your cousins. And just give thanks. I know that might be hard to do. But give thanks this holiday season.
Yeah. Nina, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your story with us, because I know there's a lot of people that are also choosing not to show up to Thanksgiving this year because of who their family potentially voted for.
Mm-mm.
And I know politics is a big factor for people not showing up to holidays this year. But we're going to get to some messages. 585-252-9800. Thank you for your thanks for coming on with us, Nina.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get to some phone calls coming in real quick before we wrap this up. PXY, what's your name?
Wavy Davey.
What up, brother?
All right,
what
Wavy up, Davey. One minute on the clock. Go.
That woman, I feel bad for her.
Okay.
She needs to protect her. She needs to worry about her own mental health. Her parents are 80. There's not many holidays left. I think a lot of this has just been propaganda. Everybody has their rights. Everybody has their gay rights. Gay rights are wrapped up in human rights. Don't throw it away. Don't throw the holidays away. Don't throw friendships away. I believe a lot of this is just fear. It's fear based. It's fear mongering because, you know, and let's face it, her parents voting for whoever they wanted to vote for wasn't the decision putting, you know, whoever in office. So just let it go.
Right.
Get your mind straight. Don't burn bridges. Continue to live your life.
Agree to disagree.
Protect your peace. No, agree to disagree, Breezy. And nothing's changing, and nothing has changed. And if it does, we'll worry about it then. But let's, you know, let's just get through the holidays and spend time with the ones that we love and we care about. They might not be here next year.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Wavy Davey, thank you for the call, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Let's go over to this person, PXY. What's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. So, your thoughts?
I just wanted to say, growing up, I'm in my mid-30s. Growing up, we didn't talk about anything politics. I know I was a kid, but politics were not spoken about at any family function, really. Maybe the dads would split off and, you know, go to another room, but it wasn't a topic at the table. You didn't talk about who you voted for or anything like that. You just kind of let it be what it was. I am sad for the girl that she feels she has to separate from her family, but like the man said before me, we got to deal with things as they come up. Everybody is still allowed to be who they are. So
yeah.
Just keep the politics for another time.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you weighing in. I feel bad too. I got a really close friend named Blake, lives out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped going to Thanksgiving maybe 5 years ago because his stepdad ruined it year after year after year with mm-hmm. just politics. And it's like, wow, why?
It's really
why?
Bad.
Just give thanks. Eat some stuffing,
be
would you?
Be thankful.
All right, guys, quick break here. It's PXY Mornings. Thanks for tuning in.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, this is awkward. 60 for the high today. So here's the situation. We have intern Hannah, intern Jackie. Breezy and I are in the studio this morning. Hannah, hi. You're always on time.
Yeah.
And this morning, for whatever reason, you were late. These things happen. These things happen. You've never been late.
No,
that's
okay.
We're not worried. We're not worried at all.
So that's fine. We've all been there. The problem was when you walked in this morning, intern Jackie was already here in your spot.
Yeah.
And
you were kind of shook a little bit.
It was a little jarring. No offense. But.
Well, only because you didn't know she was going to be here.
Yes.
So. You guys have this internship, and Hannah, you've been doing an incredible job for us.
Thank
where
you.
We want to kind of, you know, we've enjoyed having you here, but upper management's like, you cannot hold on to one intern.
Yeah.
You have to.
They're like, it's not fair.
You have to swap so they can experience other morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you were supposed to start down the hall this morning.
And I didn't let you.
And obviously, Breezy would not let that happen.
I was like, she has a lot of videos edited for us today.
So. You were just a little bit thrown off of why Jackie is here because she was very excited to come down here and take your place.
Which is understandable. It's a great show.
Right.
But I want to stay.
So we can only have one of you. Mm. So I just wanted to like, Breezy,
yeah.
Let's hear you guys kind of, I don't want to say battle it out. That's not the words.
It's just a debate. You know what I mean? It's a debate as to why you both deserve to be here. And listen, there's a lot of other mediocre shows in the building for sure that you all could experience. But I mean, let's be honest, we're the GOAT. And I don't know how else to really put it lightly. I know I'm super humble, but like, I get why you both are kind of duking it out to be here. So I'm going to let you guys have the floor, Hannah first, then intern Jackie. And talk about why you deserve to be here and why neither of you should really leave. And I'm going to send it to our boss, Mike Danger, after the show.
That's right.
Sure, sure.
Let's start with our girl, Hannah.
Well, thank you for giving me this open forum to speak my truth.
Absolutely.
I think that because I've been here a little bit, I have kind of built a rapport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have edited a ton of videos. I have a lot of TikTok ideas. That's like a lot of what we do. So I feel like I've kind of just...
You know the
build
vibe.
Up my resume a little bit here, and
not only that, when you go out in public, you get recognized more than anybody.
This is true. I get recognized all the time on campus, off campus. Oh my god, it's the 98 PXY girl. And
tell the story about the Fairport Brewing Company.
Yeah, well, I was
Jackie's shaking her fist at the sky. She's so jealous.
I was at a bar, and my friend's band was playing, and we were just watching other bands perform, and one of them goes up and. On the mic was like, oh, and like with us, we have the girl from 98PXY.
That's incredible.
Which I'm the only supposed to be the one girl from 98PXY, so I'm kind of
so
pissed.
Sorry. But...
I had one person recognize me last week at East Ave Wegmans. She was an 80-year-old woman. I'm like, oh, we definitely have a huge reach for audience, don't we?
Yeah.
Not only that, but you're 21. Jackie's 19. So you obviously have way more life experience.
This is true. So much more. And no offense, but I've been around the block. I've experienced a little bit more.
Okay. Let's hand the mic over to
now it's
Jackie. Well said, Hannah. Well said.
So well spoken.
Right. So I didn't take this personal until she showed up today. Like, I thought that we were, like, good. But obviously, there's some things that we need to work out. So thank you again for letting us do this. Because I like to clear the air.
Sure. I'm crying.
Yeah, no, go for it.
So, you know, I'm going to debunk her a little bit because I've been sitting here in under the scenes. I know how you guys roll, too.
Yeah.
I've been sliding in under the radar waiting to swoop in, you know?
That is true.
So
I've been coming
in
a little bit.
So I do know how you guys roll. And also, like, it was my first day actually here today. Like, on the show the entire time, and someone's already telling me I should take over. Like, obviously, that is something true. I'm you doing did say is
that,
right.
That you did say that Jackie should take over, mm-hmm. the when two of it? Them, when they were doing their mock show. You
yes,
did
but
say
it was
that.
My first day they said that. This mm-hmm. is your what day?
Oh, wow. This is getting personal.
This is really personal. I think it's like your 28th. But anyways, I just...
Who's
yeah.
counting? Who's counting?
That is yeah. true.
Anything else you
what
want
else
to add?
What else can you bring to the table
well,
for us?
Well, you know, I have a platform of my own. I could bring that demographic to PXY.
Here's you know. Yes,
not a free plug for her podcast.
Listen,
I
all
didn't of, name drop it.
All of this is really important, but when I was an intern, I was bringing in coffee. I was bringing in snacks. Like, Hannah hasn't done that once, and everything else you've added is valuable, but it would be nice to get an iced coffee in the morning once in a while. I don't know.
Don't listen to him, Hannah.
No, why can't an intern bring an iced coffee?
If anything, you've been getting coffee for her.
Yeah.
You make her coffee every morning.
That's
you
right.
DoorDash Dunkin'.
That's right. I DoorDash Dunkin' you because I want to show
that's
you.
That's why she doesn't want to leave.
My appreciation. I do appreciate your hard work, but, it, you know, as the host of the show here, it'd be nice to get an iced coffee.
You know, I should say, I do have a lot of retail dollars at my college Starbucks. I have $800 to burn by December, so I can stock you guys up.
I want Dunkin'.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
That's
the,
how
it
you
is
make
the
your way to the top. Is bribery,
it is the bribery.
So.
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is, we're going to have to sit on this and figure this out after the show, Breezy. There's a lot to think about here.
Scott Spazzano is still trying to figure out where Jackie went. He just noticed she was gone at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you were interning with Scott down the hall. He doesn't even know you're not Wait, there.
I stopped by.
He was like, oh, you were in the bathroom the whole show? He
yeah.
has no idea.
You, both
he has
of
no
you guys
idea.
Have a lot to bring to the table, and we really appreciate this. Has been in Breezy and I have been doing the show. January will officially be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a new experience to have interns in because Breezy was the last intern here.
Yeah, I was.
That was 5-6 years ago.
Before Claire and Zach, which we've already talked about how non-useful both of them were. I'm
no,
kidding.
We,
I'm
we
kidding.
Love
they were
them.
Great. They were great.
We love
Just
them. But thank you for your skill sets. Thank you. We have a lot to think about. We'll get back to you tomorrow at the same time with our answer, okay?
Yeah. And we'll let the people decide. A lot of people are Team Jackie. A lot of people are Team Hannah. I don't know. It's going to be a lot.
All right.
We'll get to it.
We'll get your votes at 585-252-9800. It's PXY.